Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast about online privacy. So today we're going to go into a little bit more detail about online privacy, which I never really knew much about until recently. I'm usually the type that's like, oh, it's fine. If they want to take my data, take my data. I like personalized ads anyway. Because honestly, who wants to see completely random ads for stuff they would never buy? Like, I would just watch commercials on cable TV in my free time for that. But I also like going on social media and having the content I'm recommended specifically catered towards me. But honestly, after learning more about it, I did realize just how much data and personal information these big tech companies are taking from us and buying and selling around to advertisers, and honestly, God knows who. But I also feel like now that so many things are online, it seems impossible to be safe on the internet. And I actually have a funny story, and maybe other people saw this too, but for the longest time, I was recommended a 5-hour long video on YouTube called The Failure of Victorious, like the show on Nickelodeon. And I was like, why is this being recommended to me? Not even recommended, but like constantly at the top of my suggested videos whenever I opened YouTube. And after months of this happening, I ended up watching it, and it was a good video, but I was like, what did I watch that led the people at YouTube to believe that I would be interested in that? And I watched Victorious when I was younger, but I'm not currently texting my friends about Victorious every day and looking up recaps online all the time. But anyways, I know that seems irrelevant, but I promise it ties in. But now that I watch that video, I constantly get recommended the videos from the same guy, and I turned out really liking his channel. So I think to myself, okay, maybe it's not so bad. They recommended me a channel that they thought I might like, and I did. But then at the same time, it almost feels like there's someone watching you. Like, how did you know that I would like this video? Because I didn't know before I watched it. And it's similar to those FBI agent memes and videos that were going around. It was really big a couple of years ago. Like, when people would post something weird that they were Googling and they would say, oh, my FBI agent that's assigned to my phone is definitely calling my therapist after seeing my recent Google history or something like that. And it's funny, but it's also kind of morbid and sad that we constantly have this feeling of being watched when we're online. So really quickly, I just want to remind everyone that the good news is that federal online privacy laws are a possibility in the future, but in the meantime, never save your credit card information to any website, keep strong passwords, and you can also use a VPN to prevent anyone from taking your data. But anyways, that's all I have today, and thank you so much for listening.